Ron, additional thoughts after watching the film?
Well, I don't think, in all honesty, there's much more I could have said than what I said yesterday. It's just, it's a tough pill to swallow, especially after having watched the tape. You know, it's what I came down to, as I said, three plays. They made three plays, we didn't. And you're not going to win football games if you don't make those types of plays.
Ron, you said you were going to evaluate closely the film, especially when you guys are inside the 40 and what happens there. First, what do you see, especially from yesterday? And second, are those the types of situations where you guys kind of miss a guy like Greg Olsen having a tool like that on the field?
You do. And you miss Greg for more than just that reason, his ability to run routes and impact the game. Or impact the defense, you miss some of the things that he's capable of. You know, the calming effect he brings to the huddle, the calming effect he brings at the line of scrimmage, his ability to help others. You know, I mean, he's a pretty special guy for us, and you miss that.
You guys have always prided yourselves on being kind of a physical running team, but also with that big play strike ability.
Yep.
How would you describe the offensive identity right now?
Well, I think part of it is we are still trying to run the football, you know, and at times, depending on how the flow is, we can bring Jonathan in and be a physical running team. If the flow is going quickly and smoothly, you can hand the ball off to either Jonathan or to Christian. And I'm a little concerned. I think that certain aspects of what we try to do, we get caught up in, you know, having to try to come back. You go back and look at the Philadelphia game. We got caught up in having to try and come back in that game, and we ended up playing a few more three wide receiver sets. It's tough to be a physical team. We came out in the second quarter and went with our bigger packages, our 21, our 12, our 13 jumbo, and we ran the ball effectively. Came out in the third quarter, did the same thing, but unfortunately we didn't punch it in the end zone. I wanted a touchdown. I wanted to build that momentum. We didn't do it. And then you get to that, okay, now we got to go and spread it out a little bit more because we got to throw it. And when you get away from it. So I think that it's kind of twofold, and a lot of it depends on the flow of the game.
Given what you said, is it a tough balance because you want to have McCaffrey involved, but you, as you said, you were kind of successful when you had the fullback in the game yesterday.
Very much so. The fullback or the second tight end or the jumbo package. But again, a lot of it is dictated by the flow of the game. If you go back and you look even further back and you want to look at what happened in Detroit, look at what happened in New England when we were able to run the ball successfully and we gave the ball to Jonathan. Heck, he even fumbled the ball in the New England game. We came right back and gave it right back to him. So it is the full flow of the game will dictate a lot as to what we do and how we handle things.
Did you feel, I know the last couple of weeks you talked about blockers. Or just missing blocks? Do you feel that improved yesterday?
I thought it improved yesterday. We had a couple of run plays where we had a run through that we should have picked off. And then one time there was a miscommunication and we actually went the wrong way. You know, you can't have those. You got to be able to hear the communications. I know we're on the road. Part of it is being able to communicate, whether it be by hand signals or it be by, you know, verbal commands. But we can't miss those things.
Understanding fully that, you know, he missed time in camp and in the preseason. Has Curtis Samuel been filling that role that you expected of him so far?
I think we're still working on that. I think part of it is, you know, is with him missing time and the quarterback missing time and then him having missed some time during the regular season, he's still developing in that role. Another concern is are we asking too much of him too soon? You know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to do in what we're trying to establish as an offense. You know, you do try to replace the speed that you lost. He has that kind of ability. You know, you also look for some of the other playmaking abilities that he has in terms of the shorter underneath routes as opposed to just the vertical route and just trying to find a niche for him. I think we may be stressing him a lot in terms of a younger player.
How is he managing that?
I think he's doing as good a job as he can. I mean, there's a lot to learn. And again, I, you know, one of the things that we talked about today as coaches is are we asking too much too soon?
Was he supposed to be closer at all on that pitch, or was he where he needed to be?
He was where he needed to be. He's got to catch that. That was – I think it was well designed. I think the timing of it was perfect. We caught him in a positive defense for us. And we had blockers initially on everybody. And the next level was him and a safety. And again, it's just unfortunate we didn't get a handle on it.
Understanding when Ted Ginn left, you lost an experienced speed threat. But when you see a play like Kelvin made yesterday, and would you like to see Mike take a few more shots deep?
I think as we go through it, again, it is through the flow of the game. And it's also off of what they're giving you and what you're reading as a quarterback. I mean, Cam comes out from under center, and he's got to make decisions very quickly. A lot of them depends on what he sees initially. One of the things that he, you know, we ask him to do is gather the information prior to snap. And then once the ball snapped, confirm that, you know, are they in a, you know, a single high or are they in a split safety defense? And based on those things, they'll dictate as to where he throws the ball.
Did you happen to talk to RV to where you can give us any kind of update on Khalil?
No. No, I have not.
Or Trey?
No, I haven't talked with him yet either.
Doctor today is still.
My understanding is that he will see the independent.
Ron, Kelvin mentioned yesterday that he had kind of left that practice last week out of frustration. What was your take on that situation, and has it been handled?
My take is he left that practice out of frustration with his knee. Talked to the trainer, and the trainer sent him in to get treatment. The frustration is not with what we're doing. It's not with what we're practicing. It's with his knee. And that's, I think, is the thing that maybe you need to have clarified there.
Do you feel like his effort is where it needs to be in terms of going for passes? I think I'm thinking of the slant route yesterday in particular.
Well, I wouldn't say his effort. I would say his getting inside. He went to make the move, and he's got to stick that, and he's got to get his body in front of the corner as opposed to letting the corner get in front of him. And again, the corner stepped up, got two-hand jam on him, and so when Kelvin broke to the inside, you know, he didn't have the step that he normally would. You go back and you look at the one where they called the OPI on him, you watch as the corner is giving ground, also in the corner, he sets as well. So he settles his feet, and from my experience as well, looking at it, you would think that, well, the corner set his feet to jam him as well as Kelvin did to jam him back. But we got called for the OPI. So you look at that and you wonder, you know, okay, one jam, you know, the guy wins. The other jam, our guy wins. Their guy falls over a little bit and they call the flag on him. So.
Ron, definitely tell me if this is a stretch, but going back to Greg, having a guy like that back, does it help some of these younger guys more clearly define their roles?
Very much so. What it does is it takes a little bit of pressure off of Ed Dixon, who's really splitting roles. It takes a little bit of pressure off of the receivers, because again, now is your middle through the, you're through the middle of the defensive threat, and it helps the quarterback tremendously.
Coach, are you happy with the offensive play calling? Or is it the execution of the play calling that is?
I'm happy with what we're doing. Again, just watch the games and see what's happening, okay? But I'm happy with what we're doing.
When you look around the league yesterday, I think with four teams or so didn't score a touchdown yesterday. Defense is catching up a little bit now. I know this thing runs in cycles. Are you seeing anything out there that stands out?
I think there are some credence to what you're saying, and I think part of it is I think the type of players that are being developed. I mean, probably the biggest, I'm going to call it an anomaly, but if you look at the in-backer, the guy that plays defensive end and outside linebacker, I mean, these guys are hybrids. These guys are special athletes, and when you start getting a number of those guys are hard to block. They have a skill set that they can rush the passer. They also have a skill set they can drop into coverage. Some of them are athletic enough to run with they're athletic enough to run with backs out of the backfield. They're strong enough to run with handle tight ends at the line of scrimmage. And I think there is some credence. I think some things are changing and adapting. And what will happen is, you know, offenses will change and adapt as well.
Ron, Ed Dixon said your message yesterday, generally speaking, was that we're going to find out what we're made of.
Absolutely.
When you see, I mean, nobody yet looks like they've gone and run away with this division. I mean, where do you think this team stands going forward?
Well, it depends. It depends on how we as a football team react to what's going on. I mean, it's that old saying is everybody has a plan until you get hit in the mouth. Well, we got hit in the mouth yesterday, whether it was by our own doing or by them. But we have to find out who we are. And I think, you know, and now, you know, this will be a good test. We got a division foe coming in that's a young and upcoming team with a dynamic quarterback, you know, an aggressive defense, and some playmakers on the offensive side. So we're going to have to react and find out if we are where we believe we are or where we should be.
Was there anything you saw on that tape that was concerning about how anybody reacted to getting hit in the mouth?
No. No, I mean, I thought we did some nice things. And again, as I said yesterday, I most certainly didn't want to take anything away from what they did. They did some good things. They did some high-risk things that paid off for them. You know, it's second and eight in the middle of the field, and they run zero blitz. I mean, that was a pretty headsy call there, you know, by their defensive coordinator. So, again, you know, if we get it blocked up and a quarterback has a chance to make a throw, we've got a guy that's got a step on a guy. But, unfortunately, we didn't have the time, and you know, they forced us to dump it to Christian, you know, and that's when they made the tackle for no gain. So there are some things that go on that you got to give credit to the opponent. But there's nothing that made me worry about it other than just getting into the last 3.5-4 minutes of the game where they can cut it loose. Now you're really truly at the disadvantage.
We didn't ask you yesterday, but obviously Kurt was a game-time decision. You chose to hold him.
Yes.
Out. You feel pretty good about him this week.
I think so. I'll get an opportunity to talk to RV. My understanding is he worked out this morning. So, you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow morning when he comes back in for his treatment and his workout.
But how would his return and Luke's potentially affect what's already been a pretty good unit?
Well, I think what it does is it brings an even more settling calm back there. You know, the big play that they had. The 70-yard pass. I mean, you'd like to believe that, you know, Kurt's back there helping to direct traffic a little bit more, and we get something out of it.
I remember when you guys drafted Christian, Dave talked about how he can run in between the tackles. I don't think he's broken off too many big plays there yet. What's stopping that from working out all that?
Well, I think part of it right now is, again, us just finishing plays. I mean, you know, he's run the ball well for us. He's run the ball well for us off the edges. And inside, I just think it's a matter of time. I mean, I know I've said it before, but, you know, we've got a good combination between him and Jonathan. A flow of the game dictates a lot as to who's inside running who's there running the football inside and who's running the football outside.
Ron, Brian Cox got some increased reps and seemed to take advantage of him.
He did.
What'd you see from him?
He did. I liked how explosive he was. I liked how physical his nature was. He did get reached on one play, and, again, he's a young guy. It's going to happen to him. But he came back and created a big play for us on a third down, helping to stuff a run. I think the young man has got some fire to him. And, you know, we're going to have to take a look and see, you know, how we can get him on the football field and use him a little bit more.
I haven't heard his name a whole lot since he's been getting healthy, but yesterday when KK was talking about getting a fingertip on that kick, he gave the credit to Vernon for picking up a double team down below. How has Vernon been playing?
He played well. In fact, he played very well yesterday. And it was one of the comments that Coach Washington made was that, you know, we got to find ways to rotate him in a little bit more as well and take a little bit of pressure off of KK. I think KK played 30 plays out of a total of 37 that they had on defense. So maybe there's an opportunity to rest KK a little bit more.
Worley played almost every defensive snap.
Seven.
Show you what?
I think a little bit of that had a little bit to do with some of the rhythm of the game, but I think Darryl did some good things. He was a little soft one time. He threw the hitch in front of him, but for the most part, you know, he was in a pretty good rhythm, and I think Steve wanted to keep it that way.
Ron, last week you talked about seeing 8 and 9 in the box. Did you see a lot of that again?
Yes, we did. And that was one of the nice things was we saw eight in the box a couple times, and Jonathan hammered it in nicely. And again, when you're doing that, you know, you want to be able to continue to do that. The unfortunate part, as I said, in the third quarter, you know, when we didn't score a touchdown on that opening series, we were kind of put in a situation where we got out of the power running or the bigger formations.
When you said earlier, and I think you were referring to personnel,
young personnel, about putting too much on their plate or doing too much. Are there times that you think you guys might be doing too much schematically offensively?
I think with the number of new guys and young guys we have, yes. That's one of the things that we have to look at in terms of our personnel groupings. Because, you know, you put some young guys, some new guys out on the field, and it's not like you've had in the past. You're missing some key elements. You're missing a Greg Olsen and a Ryan Khalil for the most part, some of the other veteran guys you've had. that when communications are made, they're simple hand signals, and their tempo picks up, and they can play faster. You know, we're in a situation now where you got so many new guys that as you're going through this communication, it takes a little bit to register. And that's one of the things, disadvantage we have right now with as many of the new guys, young guys that we have out on the field.
The early timeout yesterday, what?
He couldn't hear the communication. I don't know if you guys saw him tapping and trying to get it, but for whatever reason, he could not get the communications.
It come after a sack, right?
I think it did. Yeah. I think it did. But, yes, he was struggling to hear the huddle call, and when he came to the sideline, he just said, I couldn't hear anything.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good? Cool. Thank you, guys.